Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green, who is the Director of Development for the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters. Her reflection is entitled, Hidden Treasure.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, we hold this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing power may be of God and not from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not constrained, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our body. For we who live are constantly being given up to death for the sake of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. Since then, we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. We too believe, and therefore speak, knowing that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus, and place us with you in his presence. Everything indeed is for you, so that the grace bestowed in abundance on more and more people may cause the thanksgiving to overflow for the glory of God. This is the word of God. Imagine before you a small clay pot, an earthenware vessel. It's dusty and rough around the edges and misshapen in places. You lean down and touch it. It's a bit rough around the edges, and you notice some small cracks here and there. These imperfections are unsightly, but don't prevent it from being useful in some way. You pick it up to study it more closely. It isn't exactly beautiful, but it has a certain character, if pots could have character. It's unique. It feels heavy, but not too heavy to hold. You look inside of the pot. It's deep, deeper than you had thought, and dark. You reach inside and stretch your hand all the way to the bottom. What do you find? What kind of treasure is hidden in this inconsequential vessel? Is it a pearl of great price? Living water? A mysterious kind of light? Reach down and lift up the treasure and carefully raise it to eye level so you can see and feel it better. Can you taste it? Smell it? Hear it. This precious gift, hidden in this ordinary container, is yours. Stay with it and experience the warmth and wonder of the gift. What is it saying to you? If you listen very closely, almost without breathing, you will hear a voice that says, I love you. You are very, very special. You are like no one else in the universe. I have called you, and you are mine. I share with you the abundance of grace that has been given to you since the moment of your conception. All I ask is that you believe in the value of this remarkable treasure, which is my life given for you, and that you share that life, that belief, that joy with all of creation. I came that you may have life, life in abundance. Thank you.